Chapter 28, Covering Faults of the Muslims. Allah the Exalted says, "Verily, those who like that, the crime of illegal sexual intercourse, should be propagated among those who believe, they will have a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter." 24:19. 240. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Allah will cover up on the day of resurrection the defects, faults, of the one who covers up the faults of the others in this world." Muslim. Commentary. Covering up the shortcomings and faults of people is an excellent manner. That is why this quality is very much liked by Almighty Allah. On the day of resurrection, Allah will give a matching reward to that man who has such a quality, which means that Allah will forgive his sins and will not call him to account for his sins. If at all he will do so, he will not do it publicly so that he is not embarrassed before others. Then Allah may forgive him or send him to hell for a short while. 241. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Every one of my followers will be forgiven except those who expose openly their wrongdoings." An example of this is that of a man who commits a sin at night, which Allah has covered for him, and in the morning he would say to people, "I committed such and such sin last night," while Allah had kept it a secret. During the night, Allah has covered it up, but in the morning he tears up the cover provided by Allah himself. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that commission of a sin due to human frailties on which one is ashamed but does not like to express is something which might hopefully be forgiven by Allah. In fact, its remission after penitence is almost sure. But to commit a sin openly is totally different because, firstly, the heart of such a person is deprived of the fear of Allah. Secondly, he has no respect and regard for divine injunctions. Thirdly, such a person usually does not repent his sins. Fourthly, he makes a declaration of breach of divine injunctions, which amounts to inviting his wrath and punishment. 242. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when a slave girl commits fornication, and this fact of fornication has become evident, she must be given the penalty of 50 lashes without hurling reproaches at her. If she does it again, she must be given the penalty, but she should not be rebuked. If she does it for the third time, he should sell her, even for a rope woven from hair, i.e. something worthless. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. If a slave girl is guilty of fornication, she is liable to a punishment of 50 stripes, and this punishment can be given by her master. This hadith is in fact addressed to the master of such a slave girl. The order that one should not censure and reproach her is perhaps based on the consideration that she may abstain from such a sin in the future because politeness often proves more effective than reproach. If politeness proves ineffective and she commits that sin again, then that slave girl should be sold for cheap. 240. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, a man who had drunk wine was brought to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he asked us to beat him. Some struck him with their hands, some with their garments, making a whip, and some with their sandals. When he, the drunkard, had gone, some of the people said, may Allah disgrace you. He, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, do not say so. Do not help the devil against him. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. To imprecate a Muslim virtually amounts to helping Satan against him, because the latter is avowed to mislead people and to expose man to humiliation in this world and the hereafter. Such people who believe that no hud punishment is fixed for drinking take support from this hadith. They hold that its punishment is discretionary, which can be increased or decreased according to the circumstances. But other learned men who hold that its had its 40 stripes argue that the incident quoted in this hadith relates to the period when its had had not been fixed. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered the punishment of 40 stripes for it, then it became its prescribed had. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu followed it during the period of his caliphate. Umar radiallahu anhu also applied it in the early years of his caliphate, but subsequently raised its punishment to 80 stripes. The ulama who maintain the punishment of 40 stripes contend that the original had was 40 stripes, and the additional 40 stripes comprised discretionary punishment for which the head of state has full authority. If he feels, he can add discretionary punishment to the had. The nature of this additional punishment depends on his discretion. The latter opinion seems to be more correct, that had is fixed for drinking and its punishment is not based on discretion. The had for it is 40 stripes, but this had can be increased by adding discretionary punishment to it. Allah knows best.